Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise, our Lord. We bless your name. We bless you. We bless you, Lord, for another opportunity to come here, another opportunity to look into your word. We bless you, Father. We thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you for the unveiling of your life, the unveiling of your person to us. We thank you because you will come to each and every one of us again for to show your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you will help us. Thank you for your breath. Thank you. We magnify you. We give you praise. We exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Father, because you will help us again in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. It's the Lord that has put this in our hearts to look into this series. And I believe that beyond every word that is spoken, the Lord will also reach out to us and cause a turning again of our hearts towards Him. One of the thoughts which we hung our last discussion was about life. And one of the things we had said that when it comes to the life of Christ, it is a hidden life. It's a life that is not easily accessible. But the most important thing that is clear is that there is a life that our Lord Jesus custodes, you know, and that life is available to, you know, his desire is that all his children will have access to the life in different measures. And we'll not only have that life, we'll allow that life to live in us. Galatians 2:20, we said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. One of the things that this scripture clearly brings to life is the fact that there is a living, there's a life that is lived. There's a life that you have, and there's a life that Christ enables me to live. You know, and that life which I have, they call it the life in the flesh, you know, but there's a life that through the faith of the Son of God, there's a life that because of a faith that is in our Lord Jesus, I can live. And, you know, by his love, by his giving of himself, we actually have access to that life. Before now, we had looked at, one thing our Christian faith must be clear to everyone is that you are not called to just bear the tag Christian. You are not called to bear the tag a believer. You have been called to live. Romans 1:16-17 especially, he said one of the things that is in the gospel of Christ is that it has a power, and what that power does for anyone that believes is that that power is able to unveil righteousness that is in God. And what is righteous? Righteousness is a form of living, you know, and that righteousness is can only be assessed by faith. So the just, and we did say that you and I are justified. You are justified on your spirit. You are not just quickened. There's a justification, you know, that happened by our quickening, you know, say being justified freely by his grace, you know, a justification that grace worked through the redemption that is in our Lord Jesus. You know, so for everyone that is such, there is a living. He said, the just shall live by faith. So the prescription for living is faith. You know, there's a life that is hidden that every believer must not only know, but also have access. Access not in form of knowledge, but access in the form of ability to live. A lot of us believers are ignorant of that life, or rather, we are comfortable with a previous life. Now, Galatians 2:20, there's a life that flesh lives, you know, but you can be a believer and you're still living that life of flesh. You know, there's a life that flesh lives and it's good we know. Not knowing this is shortchanging ourselves to the possibility of living in God. Not having the knowledge or the information of this is the reason why a lot of believers are limited. We are limited in coming into a life of overcoming, a life of victory, you know, that we can live in the days of our flesh. You know, Romans 8:1 says, now therefore there's no now condemnation for those who what? who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not. So, you see, you can't be a believer without walk. Oh, I need to say this, that, you see, a lot of believers are not mindful that they have legs. You do not have only physical legs, you have legs to walk. You have legs to walk. He said, for them which are in Christ, walk not after them, but after the Spirit. Now, he now says, for the law of the Spirit of life. So, in Christ Jesus. So, you see, a life had made me free from the law of sin and death. So, you see that what governs a living in different, you know, believer, you know, is a law. We have the law of the Spirit of life. So, even the life that our Lord Jesus has in him is governed by law. Amen. So, law governs every life. The law of the sin and death, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is governed by law. And when something is law, it means it's an endorsement. And that's why, you see, when it comes to law, that law shows that there's another force that is causing you to live that life that you are living. So the life of the flesh is governed by the law of sin and death. Then they see something is a law. Like every citizen, they don't need to put police in everywhere. Somewhere there's a law that governs the land. There's a law that you are mindful that when you break, there are law enforcers that will get you. That's why we must be law-abiding citizens. The law of life makes you to abide by another law. So there's a law at work that causes you to respond the way you are. When you see yourself respond in some natures, some display of life, know that you are governed by a law. So we have believers who are believers, you know, they've accepted the Lord Jesus as their Lord, but the law of the Lord is not, you know, enforced in them. There's another law that is enforced in them. It's what makes that law of flesh very, very real. And that's why Ephesians was very clear. He said, you are the quickened, who were dead in sin and trespass and sins, wherein in time past you walked, you lived. Another way you say walked, you lived according. So that's a law. When you see according, when they say the cause of this world, according to the law of this world, according to the law of the prince of the air, you know, according is a force. It's a law. He said the spirit that walked in the children of disobedience. So we were not only dead, you know, we had a walk. Now, new birth addresses the issue of coming to being quickened. But when it comes to the issue of life, there need to be an engagement. See, when it comes to walk means involves you. A new birth, you know, what was involved for new birth for us was for me to confess and believe. When you say somebody walk is a mindful movement. It's a movement that involves your engagement. It's not a movement that is outside of you. So at new birth, we were quickened. But there's a walk that, you see, our new birth life needs to begin to generate a life and a law so that we can, you know, that walk we walk. Because let me tell you, have you heard of Johnny Walker? Some people have walked and walked out of God. Some people have walked. I mean, you see it in Genesis, how men journeyed from the presence. Because when it comes to presence, you understand that you need a level of knowledge. The prophets can't say men have walked to far distant country. You remember the prodigal son? He went to far. And that is how many of us have journeyed. We are believers, but yet the works that we custode is more than 6,000 years. It's 6,000. I'm telling you, you know, we are born again Christian, but we custode work that have moved away from God. Even when people say, and he's a Christian, I feel it's a very unreasonable statement. He's a Christian, but he has a walk. So that he's a Christian. Another law has not worked in him to do another walking. There's something that still governs him. The removing of that other walk takes an intentionality. I'm just trying to say that when it comes to the issue of life, you must want to live. He said, you are the quickened. So our journey as a believer does not stop at our quickening. It also must translate to a walk. You see, until we come to that walk, my brother and my sister, they will say there's a disconnection between what you claim to be and what you are. There's a disconnect. So, you know, that walk is many of the things that a lot of us believers, we are not mindful to engage. It's important we remember that the epistle was written to believers. The epistle were written to letters. This is Ephesians Church, a believers. So when we read epistle, you know, don't read it with a mind as if them. It is, read it as God's letter to you, the apostle's letter to you. The Lord used them to communicate to us. So when we read epistle, please read it as if it is a letter to you. Because when you do that, there's a firstly a mind it gives you.
I just want us to know that it is possible to be a believer and you still have a contrary walk. Ephesians 4, he says, I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. So, you know, in the vanity of their mind. Now, he was speaking to believers, right, who had encountered the Lord, but he was addressing that, you see, that you are born again. There is a need for you henceforth not to walk. It says other Gentiles. It means that, you know, Ephesians, it was a city that you call it Gentilic city. So he meant that in that city, there was a way that everybody walk. Excuse me, if we're to write this into Nigerian, I write to you, therefore, that you walk not as other Gentilic Nigerians walk. My brothers and sisters, no, let's pause and think. It means that you can be a Christian and your walk is a copycat of the world. You know, we said it last time that it is so easy to copy. And you be a believer. You know, when you say walk, walk means your conversation. It means what governs your life. It means how you regulate your life. It means what are your standards. And we have it in various measure. Man. So there's a way Gentile walk that a believer should not be found walking in. When your choices is governed by what governs Gentile, my brother and sister, you are walking as Gentiles walk. You see, another word for Gentile is dead people. You are walking because you have, when you say, who has you quickened? You say, Gentiles, that means they have not been quickened. Many of us, we claim to have come to life, right? But yet, we live life of dead. We are found in the region of the dead. Region, no wonder Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. He was talking to a Jew that was claiming to have a walk with. So many of us, you know, we are carrying our dead around. We live, when your choices in life, your choices of who you walk, when what God wants is how you want to resemble something, you are having a Gentile walk. The choice of who you marry is because of the sister or the brother has prospects. It's because of he comes from prestigious family. Do you know, I know families that when they marry well. They boast in it. They say, in our family, we marry well. Guess what? You see, this Gentile walk, it does not start with you. It did not start with your parents. It did not start with your parents. It started from the garden. It started from after the fall. It was a walk. Why am I saying this? I want to say that. You see, that Gentile walk is older than you and I. It governs and not bring. A child will be raised up to have Gentile walk. Have you not seen Christian home? Christian home. The choices and the judgment. They go to church. They believe in God. They speak in tongues. They pray. But yet, when it comes to issue of choices, it is governed by Gentile work. And when you hear parents say, you will not disgrace me. When you say, my father's name. You see, all those things are things that is a show of Gentile. Because when you look at name, I mean, the only name that we acknowledge is the name of our Jesus. When it's about giving you a name, I'm just saying to my brothers and sisters, I want, you know, one of the things that this series should do to you is to be sincere. Because, you see, the first place, you know, in our ability to walk is sincerity to acknowledge where you are. You know, that I have a walk. I still have a walk that is Gentilic. I still have a walk, you know, that when it comes to the way I think, let me say something. Do you know that some of us, even the way we walk, some people bounce when they're walking, some people stroll, some people sway from left to right. You see, even those things are copies of Gentilic. Your child, before he was a teenager, was not bouncing. Suddenly, he's a teenager, he comes out from the uni, there's just a swag he comes in with. You know, he's a copy. But I'm saying that many things are informed, even things that we think is natural with us, is a copy of a Gentilic walk. You know that if you are a Nigerian, there's a Gentilic copy that you have walking in you, and including myself. You see, when you're Nigerian, I know they carry last. Honestly, they're unspoken. There's no school that teaches Gentilic walk. It's in us. None of us went to a school to teach us how Gentiles walk. You can see that it is a life. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a life. It's a life that is in the very air we breathe. It's in a life in the very everything we do, even our fashion. And that's why, you know, a believer should not be quick to follow trending fashion. This is what is in vogue. No, you know, you should not be quick to. You should ensure that what governs even your clothing, your living, your feeding, your choices, it's not a dead man's walk. You see, Jesus, when he was praying, he said, Lord, I'm not saying you should take them out of the earth. I'm saying keep them here. So we were not born again that we'll be taken out. We were born again that you said those Gentiles walk. We ought not to walk as Gentiles walk. So there's a Gentile walk, a walk that is in darkness. When you hear some mindsets, even in the way we run our relationships, that's why as a believer, you really need to be very, very careful. I'm telling you, you know, we are in a world of so much information. What governs your relationships? Some of us, we import it into church. You know, it's a Gentile walk when you come into church and there's division among you. He said, this ought not to be found among you. When you come to church and the way you even relate with your brethren, you know, some of us, it is Gentile walk. When a brother in church views his sister in church as a babe, you know, some people just like, well, baby, in church, your sister. The world has created a lot of falling definition of the masculine and the feminine expression. And we import it to church. And, you know, you're relating with your brother or your sister. Sisters too can do it. You know, when you are in church as a sister and your thought is how to impress a brother, it's a Gentile work. How you can cause a brother to have attention, it's a Gentile work. The world does it. Because you see, the prescription for life, we have said it and we are still going to say it again, is faith. Is anything done outside faith? You see, why faith is not the one prescribing your life, is Gentile. We import it into church. When you know, the way you sit, you know, there's some churches, it's so apparent that even people that have means, they can't sit together. People that are educated, Christian gatherings, there'll be disparity in tribes, in tongues. Those are how Gentiles what? How Gentiles walk. Let me tell you that disparity. I mean, we saw it in Acts chapter 6. When the widows of the Hellenists and the Jews, there was a disparity. I mean, they were believers who were converted, but they were in church. When they were giving ration, maybe they want to give ration to Mama Joshua, and then they will now give more portion. Or they are mindful that Mama Joshua has, you know, seven mother mouths to feed. But you are not mindful that the other widow also has mouth to feed. And you have affinity. You see, anything that gives you affinity, affinity towards your brother or people that is not faith prescribed, is a Gentile work. Affinity, you need to check your affinity. Why are you so predisposed to somebody? You know, it's a Gentile work where the only people you talk to are people who have means, are people who are educated, are people who are in a certain industry, on a certain come earning like you. It is a Gentile work. The only people you read are people who have cars. The only people are people who are living in, maybe in Antony, people who are living in Bagada, living in Banana Island. You don't relate with Ajebunle. You don't relate to Shomolu. You see, that is very, very Gentilic. If that also informs your judgment and your person, I'm just trying to say that you can be in church. But you say in that same church, there were men full of the Holy Ghost, men full of honest reports, that were above that Gentilic work. It means that, you see, why those people were doing well with apostle doctrine? Some people were using apostle doctrine to find another life of a work. They were using what their faith in the Lord Jesus to prescribe another life for them to walk. And that's why it's true. It's good you know it. It's good you check your affinity. When after service, you only migrate towards certain people, you need to check it. You are walking like a Gentile. You know, Apostle Paul, when he was rebuking Apostle Peter, you know, because of the division too. See that thing? It does not even go once. I'm just trying to say, it does not go once. When the only people you greet, the only people you acknowledge their birthday are the pastors. Have you thought about that? He said, when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to face because he was to be blamed. For before that, certain came from James, he did not eat with the Gentiles, but when they come, withdrew himself. Galatians 2:14. He says, but when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel. So there's a truth of the gospel prescribed a life. I'm just trying to say that, you know, can you see walk again? There's a life that is in the gospel, a life that faith could stone. He said, I said unto Peter before them, if thou being a Jew, meaning if you being a believer, because that Jew was talking about was not Jew by flesh. Live after the manner of the what? Gentiles, and not as do the Jews. Why compare thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews. Are you seeing what I'm saying? That you can be a Jew and you are living as a Gentile. You can be a believer and you are living as a Gentile. Why are you living? Because you have not seen the prescription of a life. You know, there's a prescription of this life that we say we are born again. The prescribed life of living. Faith opens up to us a prescribed life of living. We know you have not seen that prescription of that life. But you can begin to live a life, fallen nature. You know, before we were quickened, we were not only dead in sin and trespass. You know, we were walking like zombies. Have you ever wondered who governs the walk of zombies? They're just walking. No direction. They're just walking. There's no light. Or something about zombie, they'll just follow the crowd. This one go like this. They all go like this. Everybody follow. Zombie, dead man walking. I was saying that he can be as little as celebrating birthdays. How come the only people you recognize are the people who are visible in church? You are not mindful of other people. It's a Gentilic walk. It's a Gentilic walk that wants to associate with that which is visible. And our Lord Jesus was not like that. You know, how come when it comes to even giving of gifts, you give gifts to people that you know they can also give you back. There are believers that do that. You give to people who can only give you. Those are shades of Gentilic work. Some people, they only give to people that know that when it's time, they can call on favors. Gentiles do that now. You know, Gentiles do that. They have groups when they are doing their events and function. They contribute money for one another. And then, you know, you contribute. That's what is a Gentilic work. Timothy was capturing us. Somebody comes into our midst and you just call me and then you give him, ha, oh, somebody wears whatever he's wearing, maybe the designer. You give him prestigious seats. And then the plastic seats is for, you leave that. You see this Gentilic work. James was the one saying it about when somebody come with a goodly apparel and there come a poor man in the what? Vile raiment. And you have respect because he wears gay. I'm sure it happens to you. Go to a place and you go with a car and they bow to your car. It happens to us now. Maybe you are driving an SUV and you see security, even when they see the car alone. And then such a place, you're even ashamed to take your jalopy or your voice wagon or your foot wagon. Those are works of Gentile. You know, nothing should define you. Low esteem is Gentilic work. You have not found grace to discern your identity in the Lord Jesus. And what defines you is what you are wearing. What defines you? I've heard people say that they did not come to church because they didn't have clothes to wear. They didn't feel their clothes. Firstly, two ways to eat. Our church gathering must never make anybody feel accepted because of what you are wearing. Then secondly, you that are feeling like that, then you don't even understand what the gathering of saints are. How dare you limit that what makes you a Christian is what you have to wear? That means you have not discerned our Lord Jesus. Look at our Lord Jesus. Look at how he lived his life. Look at how our Lord Jesus lived his life. He lived a life to the poor, to the rich. Jesus did not have any complex issue. He could relate with the rich. He could relate with the poor. Many of us, we have chips on our shoulder. Even in the issue of grace. I know I've fought some sisters. We are in a gathering, you know, just small gathering. Pray for us. You are looking at yourself that you are not able to. Pray for us, sister. How was praying us to do it? I don't feel worthy. We say we should pray in the name of Jesus that you believe. Then you begin to look at you. It's a Gentilic walk. It's a Gentile that cannot trust in faith. It's a Gentilic walk. And you see, it's not only for the high, it's for the low. Jesus frowns at any shades of it. As a prescribed life, like you can live your life. Paul said, I know how to abound, I know how to abase. Paul, we go to synagogue. Paul, we walk on the street. Paul is in the palaces, reasoning. Some of us, our reasoning is only gutter reasoning. And you know, there's a way you can also have a mind. When you don't have much means, that you saw these rich people are sinners, you lie. In Gentilic work is not only to men of means, yeah. It's to every level of man. Yeah. You know this Gentilic work thing? Can I say, you see, in the days of your flesh, if you don't find this life that, you know, the spirit of life in Christ is just prescribed, you will carry it go. The rich man and Lazarus. You see, that one is, you know, that if you read that thing, we need to pause. I'm just saying that when it comes to Gentilic work and mind, if a law, you don't begin to disengage and engage another law and have visibility to see that law, you carry it as you are to whether hell or heaven. See, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple. We all know about this rich man. You know, this is amazing. This is a rich man. And Lazarus, you know, dogs came to lick his sore and he only ate from the crumbs. We saw this rich man in hell. In hell. No, this thing fear me because this thing is not a parable. It happened. Jesus said a certain rich man. If that word certain means it was real, It's not a story. It's not a parable. It's not a law. It was what happened. In hell, the rich man told Abraham, you don't understand, somebody who has left his body, even in hell, you see that Gentile mind was still there. He said, Saint Lazarus, that he made dip of his finger. That Lazarus was with Abraham's bosom did not stop this man. How come me I'm not in Abraham's bosom? You see, Gentile walk affects judgments. It doesn't matter where you are. A Gentile is a Gentile. That's why, you know, they call them dogs. He said, Saint Tokun. He was still saying it. You see, Gentile walk is not by age. It's not by estate. One of the things that brings that life out for us to stop walking as Gentile, even as a Christian, is to connect life through faith. So faith is a connector to life. God's people, you and I, every day, as we live our lives as believer, we need to ensure that we are auditing how we walk, how we live, your responses. Even in marriage, we bring it to marriage. Wives, husbands, even the world. Let me say something. The definition of love, how you feel you should be loved, is gentilic. Everything, the way we propose, you kneel down. Is it faith prescription? The drama, the theatrics, those things does not elongate marriage. All the wedding process does not give life to your marriage. If you don't have life, I'm telling you, everything, those things will never allow a family, for an instance, to come into the prescribed life of what God has when he established family, when he said he set solitary in family. If families are using the manual, if a wife is using the manual that he's using is how a woman, obeying, you know, how a woman ought to be, a wife should not do this. You see, this Gentilic walk and life is in every area of our life. You know, the world has copied it so much. I say this, and I say this because this ought not to be found in our midst. Christians born again, going to church, speaking in tongues, they are not married and they are living together. They copied it because, you know what, which day, I think, there was a day I just watched a Nigerian movie and one of the things I saw, when somebody just says, I like you, the next thing, they are living together. It's a Gentilic walk. They are living together. They are already, you know, living, you know. How can I come to know your house? You see, those are Gentilic fashions that has entered. You know, we say this. It will never happen in our churches. It will never happen in our community. That we will not be able to talk about sexual immorality. Since when has love been tied to the genitals? At least even the icon for love is red. His heart. When you say, sure, prove to me that you love me by sleeping with me. I'm just trying to say that those are how Gentiles walk. And it's amazing that Christians are copying this fashion of raising children. You know, in recent time, although sometimes some people raise the issue of party pack. When party pack has become a competition. Gentiles, you are a Christian. A mother will not give herself like, because the party pack she wants, because kilo day. What is this? Who has taught us this? You see, and the originator of Gentilic work is Satan. So Satan did not only kill man, Satan gave life to man. Satan orchestrated a life. Now, let's guess what? He did not only orchestrate the life, he put forces in place according to he has a prince, he's a prince, power, he put power, he put laws, so that life, say, you have no option but to live it. So you see, what will make me and you not live that life is faith in a response to another life. He said, by the faith. So you see, when we're not saying that Romans 1, that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God to what? It means that the gospel of Christ has the power to take a man, to make a man walk, to make a man live, to salvation. Now, this salvation is to everyone that believes. To you first, also the Greek. Therein is the what? Righteousness of God revealed what? From every measure of faith, what is revealed? Righteous standards. The way to live. Yeah. The way to live. Yeah. The way to live. We will live and live and live and live until we come to a place where the just shall live by faith. So faith is life response to the invisible life of Christ. Faith is our living response to an invisible life. I said that life that is called Christ is hidden. It's not easily found. And that's why For instance, why do we need church? Why do we need the Lord to ensure that our churches are equipped to show standards? Because one way faith comes, it comes by hearing. That's why our churches must be equipped. That is why you can't be a believer and you are a believer in your room. You need to fellowship with the brethren. In the Acts of Apostles, they were believers. The Bible says they continued in apostles' doctrine and teaching daily. So you can't be born again and your born again experience is one off. Once you understand that, you see there's a life, there's a way I'm living my life. You know, when you became born again, there are choices you make. There are some friends you know that I can't continue keeping this friend. You can't say you are born again, you're asking that, should I still keep my boyfriend? That one is not a question. It's not a question because that one's are even the peripheral. It's still not the real life. You know? So may God begin to x-ray to us areas when we have claimed to be believers and yet we are Gentile in our life and our work. Where the manual that is running us is a Gentile manner. What is informing us? What is making us do what we do? You know, it's not only what you do, watch how you think, how you are. I'm telling you, some things we claim to be our, it's my nature, my personality. Personality, not Gentile personality. Personality. You know, Gentile work is not only visual. It is within, it's in DNA. Gentile work has entered DNA. You know, it has entered DNA so much that some nature you exhibit was not immediately copied by you. It was copied by your generation. And you just find yourself living it. You see what the laws did according to? They congealed it in life. May God come to us again and show us how to walk and how to live in the name of Jesus.